From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Fighters opposed to the rule of Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi appear to be making gains today. They've apparently taken control of the eastern Libyan town of Ras Lanuf. NPR's Ortiz Garcia Navarro is there. She says Gaddafi's forces have been driven from the town for now.
In the space of 3 days, we've seen this rebel army repel pro-Gaddafi forces from two major oil refining towns. It is a serious victory for this sort of ragtag group, which has no real central control or authority, it seems. It's unclear at this point if they will push towards the heavily fortified Gaddafi hometown and stronghold of Sirte. It lies some distance away from Ras Lanuf, but if they manage to take Sirte, it wouldn't be a game-changing event, because basically Sirte is what stands between the rebel forces and Tripoli.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro in Ras Lanuf. The situation is more fluid in the western town of Zawiya, where fighting has raged for more than a week. Gaddafi's forces are said to be regrouping for another attack on the town. Egypt's much-reviled former interior minister is on trial on corruption charges. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson is in Cairo and says he's pleaded not guilty to money laundering and profiteering.
Habib al-Adli appeared in white prison clothes during the short court session where he declared his innocence. The trial was adjourned until next month to give defense lawyers more time to study evidence against their client. Outside the courthouse, protesters shouted that the former interior minister deserved the death penalty for all the people his security forces killed during the popular revolt. He is being investigated for ordering the shootings and creating a security vacuum across Egypt. Police are still largely absent from the streets of Egypt, which has led to a large crime wave. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Cairo.
President Obama says he's open to more spending cuts to fund the government through the end of the fiscal year in September.
My administration's already put forward specific cuts that meet congressional Republicans halfway, and I'm prepared to do more.
But speaking in his weekly address, the president said that cuts aimed at narrowing the budget deficit must not be politically motivated or threaten the economy as it climbs out of recession. Republicans say their proposed reductions are essential. In the weekly GOP address, Congresswoman Dianne Black of Tennessee said the status quo and the White House's lack of a plan to tackle out-of-control spending adds to the uncertainty. The government is currently running on a stopgap measure that expires later this month. The two sides must agree on a plan to avert a government shutdown. There is some encouraging news coming out of earthquake-ravaged Christchurch, New Zealand. Searchers say no one died in the rubble of the city's well-known cathedral. Authorities had feared that as many as 22 people were inside when the quake struck. Still, the quake killed at least 165 people and more feared dead. This is NPR News. There have been fresh attacks today on key South Korean websites. Unidentified attackers again tried to hit government and private websites with so-called denial-of-service attacks, but officials say they were prepared after a similar attack yesterday. No serious damage was done. A total of 29 websites were hit today. The suspect in the Tucson shootings, a critically wounded Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, has been charged on new counts that include the murders of 6 people and the wounding of 13 others. Buzz Conover with member station KUAZ in Tucson has more.
The 49-count federal indictment charges 22-year-old Jared Lee Loughner in all the deaths and injuries stemming from the January 8th shooting at a constituent meeting held by Congresswoman Giffords outside a Tucson-area grocery store. Originally, Loughner was only charged with the deaths of U.S. District Judge John Roll and Giffords staffer Gabe Zimmerman, as well as the wounding of the Congresswoman and two other staff members. Prosecutors added the new charges because all of the victims were attending an official event sponsored by a member of Congress. Earlier, state and federal prosecutors said it was up to Arizona officials to charge Loughner with the murder and wounding of the non-federal employees. For NPR News, I'm Buzz Conover in Tucson, Arizona.
The NFL and its players' union are in what could be characterized as a second overtime. For the second time in 2 days, the two sides have agreed to extend the current collective bargaining agreement, this time for a week, as they try to figure out how to divide some $9 billion the NFL makes in annual revenue. Talks are due to resume on Monday. The league's chief negotiator says the two sides still have significant differences. I'm Giles Snyder, and this is NPR News.